Yesterday we heard about romance and paintings. Today it's music and romance. Pianist Kostas Fotopoulos has a piano recital on Valentine's Day at the Hellenic Centre in central London. He's playing inescapably romantic repertoire: Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, Schubert, William Belcombe, Ravel and Toccata, which he himself composed. He's had a busy year, which saw the release of his first album. He outlined what we can expect from Sunday's recital.
I went to see the director of the Hellenic Centre, Mrs. Kalisperis, and I spoke to her, gave her my recent CD, which was released last year, and she agreed to that I could give a recital at the Hellenic Centre, which I'm very proud to be doing and very happy to be doing, and that'll be on Valentine's Day, February 14th, at 6:30 in the evening.
So I guess there's no way out of it. You're going to have to do some pretty romantic material.
Yeah, there will be. In the programme I've chosen, there certainly is quite a lot of romantic music, I would say, or music that has a romantic streak, shall we say. I'm starting with a late Beethoven sonata, which paved the way for romanticism, really, Opus 109, and then I'm playing Rachmaninoff's Corelli Variations, so plenty there. And then in the second half, I'm going to begin with Schubert, third impromptu from the second set, D935. Then I'm moving on to Two Rags by contemporary American composer William Belcombe, who was very interested in the rag revival movement of the 1970s. He was involved with that, and that's when he wrote these rags. So it's kind of a contemporary composer's take on ragtime, as it were. And that certainly has quite a lot of romantic touches, I would say. Then there's my own Toccata, also featured on my album, and finally Gaspard de la Nuit by Ravel, which is an impressionist work, but in its aesthetic, a lot of it is actually quite influenced by Liszt, so there's definitely another big romantic connection there, I'd say.
Now, apart from the romantic connection, they all sound like pretty different pieces of music to me. They go together, I guess, do they?
I'm when I program, I like to have a contrast and a balance, to make sure that somehow everything does fit with everything else. I'm careful to do that, and to make sure that the different contrast, the different composers, do also sit well together. I haven't played this particular program before. Actually, I know. I've performed all those pieces before, but not in this order. So I'm quite looking forward to doing it this time like this.
I've seen you variously described as a classical pianist and a jazz pianist.
Yeah.
But I guess you don't particularly like classifications like that.
Well, I don't. In a sense, I don't mind them, because I do believe that classical and jazz are different worlds and require different mindsets. And I certainly, when I'm involved in each, take each very seriously and want to learn as much as I can and improve as much as I can in each area as I get older. Having said that, of course, my classical works that I write, my concert music, have a strong jazz influence, but that's something different. That's my own music, where I can write freely as I feel, and it's one of my influences. But when I perform as a jazz pianist, I take it seriously, as with as it were a jazz hat on, as much as possible.
You also play for silent films, don't you?
Yes, I've actually been doing quite a lot of that recently. Particularly, there's been a big season of the films of a great Japanese director, Ozu, at the BFI South Bank, and I've had a lot to do there. And it being such a great director as he is, it's a real privilege to to provide live improvised accompaniment to his music, because he's very inspiring, essentially. He's such a creative force, so it inspires me to be creative as a musician with it. And my musical style there obviously varies according to the film. In this case, for these films, I was careful to include quite a strong Japanese influence and atmosphere, using Japanese modes, but at the same time, telling the story in a way that's hopefully meaningful to Western audiences as well, who are watching the film. So that's something I enjoyed a lot.
Do you have to see the film beforehand, or can you make it up as you go along?
Yeah, usually I don't see it beforehand. With these Ozu films, I hadn't, actually. So I, in a way, I prefer that. I enjoy the challenge more, it really keeps me on my toes, so that's a good thing, I think.
But is that closer to the jazz or the classical, if you're playing for films?
It's difficult to say. There's obviously improvisation is central to jazz, so in that sense it's closer. to jazz, but as I say, the styles I use, you know, are varied. I mean, at least the styles I've been influenced by, which come out in my improvising. I mean, I do always try to be as original as possible, you know, to have my own ideas as they come on the spot. But I am aware that, you know, there are scenes where I have to, or films where I have to be aware of certain styles and, you know, work within those styles. So it's very varied, really, and that's part of the joy of doing it, of improvising for silent films.
You mentioned that you seem to be doing a lot of the silent films at the moment. Is that because people are rediscovering old works? Or people aren't making silent films new ones anymore, are they?
I have heard of some people doing that. It's not the kind of thing I do, though, at BFI Southbank and elsewhere. I mean, I am improvising to films often made in the 1920s, but, you know, I've played quite a few that were made before that, you know, in the really early years of the century or even the end of the 19th. There are then also some that are made at the beginning of the 30s, which these Ozu films actually were, some of them. So, I mean, yes, it's all from the silent period that I've been accompanying.
I guess if you look back at some of the romantic material, it's the romantic material from the classical world and the jazz world that has ended up most in films, I guess.
Yes, it's. I suppose it's for certain kinds of film, especially. It's been quite a big influence. The romantic music of the 19th century, but not exclusively. I mean, quite a lot of 20th century orchestral music has influenced films, certainly in Hollywood, I would say. Over on the continent, I mean, it can vary a lot, kind of styles of music you get. But of course, if you want, you know, music that is related to, you know, to love scenes and to scenes of that nature, it's, you know, the romantic ethos, shall we say, which you know, was shared by many composers, that movement, you know, that many composers were a part of in the 19th century, does lend itself very well, it has to be said, yeah, to that kind of scene or film.
I'm never quite sure where to put Rachmaninoff, because he's almost become the embodiment of film music in some cases.
Well, this is the funny thing, he lived well into the, you know, the golden age of Hollywood, as it were, living in California, in Beverly Hills, but never wrote a film score, although his concert music was used, as it was, in, you know, in a number of films. I mean, most famously Brief Encounter, I suppose, you know. But, yeah, I think he's been an influence on film composers of that era, especially, as well, in a big way, I would say.
You've got your CD. Are you working on anything else?
Yes, recently I've been doing a lot of a lot more concert composition, actually, as well, together with the recitals I gave last year, after the CD was released. I gave some in London and other parts of this country, and also one in northern Greece, in the International Sani Festival, as it's called, and the concert music that I've been writing has been great fun as well. I wrote a piece for unaccompanied choir, which was a commission by the City of London School for their choir, which was performed, was premiered back in November at the Guildhall, and at the school itself. So that was a really good thing to do, to a poem, a section of a poem by William Wordsworth. It was called St. Paul's, actually, and that's the name of my piece as well. And I've also written a new piano solo piece, which is called Homage to Chopin, and which I very much hope will be heard this year, as it's also the bicentenary of Chopin's birth. So that's something I'm looking forward to getting performed, you know, perhaps by myself, but by others as well, hopefully.
Kostas Fotopoulos, Valentine's recital at the Hellenic Centre in London at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday.